trouble going into the corner. Jeff Gordon gets turned around. It was Carl Edwards. He and Jeff kind of mixing it up, looking for which lane was going to open up there. And Gordon gets spun down to the inside of the racetrack. No caution is coming out. The field is in two.
Kyle Busch has got the lead off turn number two. Carl Edwards, Matt Kenseth, Kurt Busch, David Reagan.
Edwards to the outside. Now he comes back to the inside. Busch throws the block. Edwards climbs back to the top. Busch throws the block again. Edwards, though, wedges his way to the outside. Edwards side by side with Busch for the lead at Daytona.
Matt Kenseth electing not to go with Carl Edwards. Kurt Busch does. Kenseth down low, wheel to wheel, racing back to the white flag, leaning on one another as Edwards and Busch.
Side by side, coming back for the white flag here at Daytona. Kyle Busch to the inside, Carl Edwards to the outside. Kurt Busch and Matt Kenseth, they're stacked up in the second row and three wide behind them in turn one.
Final time into the 31 degree banking, and it's all on the line at Daytona. Kyle Busch by 2 feet on the inside, Carl Edwards on the outside, Matt Kenseth and Kurt Busch. The drafting help has disappeared for Edwards. He's going to have to do it on his own.
Field comes to the back straightaway. Here they come for the final time up the back stretch at Daytona. Everybody bailing out of the gas as there's trouble up in turn number two.
Matt Kenseth, check that. Michael Waltrip is involved with it. A number of other cars. Sam Hornish Jr. has gotten a piece of the action. Travis Quapple is torn up. Multi-car incident toward the tail end of the field.
Coming up on 4 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the Pacific Coast, North Sound Racing is back. Aqua Sox have the night off, so we're going to come out and hang out with you for a couple hours on a somewhat special and, I might say, aggressive edition of our show. It's called North Sound Racing. It's presented by Action Auto Parts, and as always, the reason you are listening to it on the Internet is because of our friends over at Sandblasters Incorporated. And it's good to have you with us. My name's Steve Mortland, normally joined by Carla Heath and Galen Stewart. But Galen, you make up your own mind, but Galen had a little bit of an accident last night. So he and Carla are taking the night off. But joining us on this fun night and a very aggressive night, as I mentioned, is a good friend of mine, good friend of racers all over, not necessarily the Pacific Northwest, but the country as well, in his position with Longacre Racing Products, and that is Tom Glitherow. Tom, welcome.
Welcome. I appreciate being here tonight, and hopefully it's going to be very busy, but we'll have some fun.
We are. How are you? You okay?
I'm okay. I'm doing great. Life's good.
First word's always the toughest, huh?
Nah, not for me.
No, that's true.
Me up may be the biggest problem.
Yeah. Well, I can do that if I have to. So I just want to let you know. But again, thanks for taking time out. I called you about noon today and not necessarily gave you an option.
I think you waited until just after lunch, so I didn't make you buy.
Oh, there you go. Well, I guess, I can buy you a little something after the show, so it's all right. But we've got a lot of people coming up tonight as we're going to kind of take a trip around the state and talk to virtually every racetrack that we cover. We did get into Port Angeles last weekend, so we won't be talking to them, but we're going to be visiting with the following. It's going to be a lot of people. Steve Beitler, the owner of Skagit Speedway. George Wade, the man among men down at Grays Harbor Raceway in Elma. We're going to talk with Michelle over at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. Kelly Hart will join us with a recap of the season so far at Ephrata Raceway Park. Ron Bennett will be on. We'll be talking to him about what's been going on at Yakima Speedway. Kelly Hale will join us with some cool stuff going on with Evergreen Speedway, and we've got a neat announcement to make about Evergreen when Kelly comes on. We'll talk to Joe Dollefeld over at State Line Speedway as to how this season has been going over there, what they have planned, plus a few snippets of information about their assumption of the running. Not assumption, because we know it's going to happen, but their upcoming events at Spokane Raceway Park. We'll also talk with Caleb Hart, who announces both at Skagit Speedway, but we're going to talk to Caleb about what's going on at Deming Speedway. Nick Benn will join us from South Sound Speedway, and Tracy Brandenburg will talk to her about Pacific Raceway. So we've got a lot to do, as it's been a very fast first half of the season so far. And Tom, let's talk about you get to tracks all over the country, let alone all over the state of Washington, but you kind of get to see it from all different kinds of angles. What's the season been like for you so far?
Well, I think there's probably two things that stick out in your mind. One is the weather. The weather's been absolutely atrocious, especially if you've been in Iowa, which is now, I think, in Missouri or in Illinois, whatever, and $5 a gallon diesel. You know, that seems to be the talk of those two subjects are probably the toughest. And I think it's been a very tough year. And thankfully, I'm not promoting a racetrack anymore.
Right.
You combine that with insurance and, you know, the impact that's had on the traveling series and stuff. And I think we'll hear more about that tonight. But yeah. It's been a tough year.
Yeah, it has been. But a lot of people are still hanging in there, and they're coming up with somewhat inventive ways to help out with, we'll find that out. Joe Dahlefeld's got some cool things going on over at State Line. And I know that, that virtually everyone that we're going to talk to tonight, whether they own the track, whether they promote it, are just really coming up with hopefully some inventive ideas to keep people in the stands, because it is, you know, we talk about the, entertainment dollar. Well, now you got to figure in the fuel dollar into the entertainment dollar, which splits it down even worse. So, I think some neat things are going to be coming up.
Yeah, I think it's going to, you know, overall, I think it's going to be a great year. And hopefully, you know, people aren't taking that trip to Disneyland or to see Aunt Mottie, and they're going to stay home and go to their local speedway. And that's where they're going to see some of the best action, you know, better than you see on Sunday afternoon at some of those cup facilities.
Tell us more about Aunt Maud. She sounds like an interesting woman.
It's better than talking about my mother-in-law. That's
Boy,
for darn sure.
Also, joining us, a couple of race winners from over the weekend. Our really good friend of the show, Travis Bennett, won the ASA Northwest Tour race over at Kalispell. And a first-time winner, Tom, you and I were talking about this kid earlier tonight, won the Late Model Challenge Series race. And for the life of me, I can't remember where it was they were racing at. Was it?
It was Kalispell Raceway Park. Yeah, it was 125-lap Late Model Challenge.
Over at that one, too. And Jared Vorse won that one, too. And he came very highly recommended. We were talking with Doug Pace a few weeks ago, and he said that keep your eye on this kid. Jared Vorse will be joining us. And also joining us in the studio, gentlemen, we had probably on our first or second show of the season, Tim McDougall joins us with the Limited Late Model Racing Association. Do we have Tim turned up there, Tom? See,
yeah.
Tom's being an engineer, and he's just learning all sorts of stuff. He'll sleep good tonight. But Tim joins us, and how are you, man? Good for coming up.
I'm doing good, Steve. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, it's good to have you here. You've got let's talk about your guys' mid-season report with your series. Talk, first of all, for those not familiar, kind of give us a brief recap, you know, what you guys got going on.
Sure. Well, Limited Late Model Racing Series is a stock clip, limited late model class, stock steering box, big spring cars, where no coilovers, no rack. Other than that, it's your basic late model. We've got crate motor provisions for those that are running the crate motor cars to come join us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually been one of the biggest buzzes this year in our series is I'll give a shout out to Dylan Caldwell running the 40 car. He's running a crate motor car, and the kid's something to watch.
He just
won our last race down there in Roseburg last Saturday. He's something else, 16-year-old kid, and he's giving it to us.
He's making you feel old, in other words,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is, yeah. It's been a fast-paced first half of the season. We reached our halfway point Saturday night. Our first stop was in Ephrata. Defending champion Boyette won that race pretty handily.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second race was at Wenatchee. That was our first visit to that speedway. That one got rained out, so that was a bit of a bummer for us. And then we went out to Port Angeles, make our return trip out there, and I managed to take that one. So that was kind of good for
wow,
us.
Oh, cool. How, you know, getting back to what Tom and I were talking about earlier with, you know, the cost of travel is, it would be dumb of me to say, has it affected your series? But what are you guys doing to help out with that?
You know, it's tough. Just like every other series, we're seeing the pinch. Our first race at Ephrata, you know, we had a really healthy field of cars. I believe those 14 or 16 cars showed up for that race. And then we saw them drop off almost immediately at Wenatchee. We were down to about 10 cars, and then we've been struggling the last couple races.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to tracks that aren't giving us a lot of local support. Everybody wants to run the LMCS stuff, you know,
right.
So they want to run the bigger classes. So we're seeing the pinch, and some of our guys did sit at home due to gas prices. It's been tough for everybody. Luckily, the few of us that are there every week have gotten some help from sponsors to take care of that problem.
What do you see for the coming year, for 2009? I mean, looking that far in advance, what kind of changes can you make so that you can build that car count? Because I think this is going to be key for traveling series if they want to, you know, maintain health and the stability.
Yeah. And I hear what you're saying. I try to look ahead to 2009, but, you know, I mostly I just do the promotion stuff on this end, and Rusty's got the bigger picture in his head, and I'm not sure. You know, I really can't tell you. I think that the series is going to be strong. You know, I think there's a market for stock clip late models around this area. You know, a lot of those guys don't want to run the same track every week, so I think our series has a place. I just think we didn't see this $5 a gallon diesel coming, you know.
Talk about some of the top runners in your series. Who's point leading right now, and who's one to keep an eye on?
Well, there's been some reoccurring themes, of course. John Boyette is leading the points again, defending his championship from last year. He's getting chased really hard by Dylan Caldwell. I think that point spread is down to 16 points after last week, and it's pretty tight. And then third place is a rookie, Jeff Mullins, out of Eastern Washington. His father ran LMCS a few years back. They've been running with us this year, and he's been doing good. He's been keeping his car clean and finishing the races, and that's got him in third place. And then after a couple stumbles that I've had, I'm bringing up fourth place. trying to keep up.
I was wondering where you were going to come
in. Yeah, well, we're doing better than last year. At this time last year, I was ninth. So.
Oh, cool. Way to go.
Yeah, so we're doing a little bit better.
All right, what's left on your schedule for this year?
Well, we make our return trip to Eastern Washington here pretty soon. We go back to Ephrata in a couple weeks on the 26th, and then we're going to Yakima after that. That'll be our first visit there for this series. So I'm looking forward to that, get on the big track and see mm-hmm. how these cars do. And then from there, we go back to Port Angeles and then back to Wenatchee for our championship race. And then I'm still kind of keeping that state line open comp thing, the slobber knocker. Yeah, it's a three-series showdown between us, the Big Sky, and the iCar series. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, cool. Tell us about your website and how people can get more information on your series.
Yeah, the series website is LLMRacing.com, and all of our rules and updated stories and everything, point standings and results are all there. Try to get that stuff updated just as fast as I can, as fast as everybody gets it to me. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So they can go there and get all the information on the series and contact information and full schedule and everything.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate you coming up. You know, we got a bunch of people coming on, but you're welcome to hang around as long as you want, man.
All right. Like I said, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we appreciate your time. Let's see, Tom, we're going to take a break, and then I think first up on our schedule here, we are going to visit with George Wade down at Elma, and then when we get done with George, we're going to have Ron Bennett and Travis Bennett on, so stick with us. Name of the show is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. We're here at North Sound 1380 in downtown Everett, Washington, the home of racing here in the Pacific Northwest. Stick with us. Tom and I will be back right after these messages.